One of the reasons that so many people are living an unfulfilled life is, I suspect, that they have winning mixed up with victory. Winning is about the here and now. It's about recognition, success, reaching your goals, having the things you set your heart on. And lots of people spend lots and lots of time and effort trying to win. But once you've won, then what? What comes next? Well, we've been taught to win, so we go after the next thing, and before you know it, you're on that merry-go-round of success that doesn't seem to take you anywhere. What things in your life are you trying to win at? Perhaps you're focused on your career, the next job, the next promotion, the next career move. And yes, jobs and careers can be incredibly satisfying. I get so much joy out of doing what I'm called to do. Words can't describe it. At my age, many people are starting to think about retirement, but me, I'm just having too much fun serving God. Jobs are great. But what if we become compulsive winners? What if we're driven by achieving status or recognition or success or having this, owning that, living there, traveling there, wearing those shoes, buying that suit? So many people sacrifice so much to this whole notion of winning. And for what? Winning has everything to do with getting the here and now outcome that you're looking for. But victory is so much more than winning. Victory is about not dying. Not dying inside here and now when things are tough, but rising above them and not dying ever when the lights are turned out. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54. When this perishable body puts on imperishability and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Just the other day, I took the funeral of a good friend of mine who was in his 80s and he'd passed away. He'd been a pretty successful businessman over the years, but as I stood before his coffin, it hit me again how meaningless winning is when you're the one lying inside that box. So back to you, back to your life. What business are you in? Winning or victory? The answer matters a lot because one day, without putting too fine a point on it, it'll be you in that box. And then the focus of your life here on this earth will be the only thing that matters. Those who live their lives for the here and now will be sadly disappointed because not one of their wins will matter on that day. Those who live their lives for the victory that they have in Jesus Christ will enter into eternal glory. It matters a lot. That's God's word, fresh for you today.